I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, January 16th. After years of local ownership, Tom's Market in Yellow Springs is looking to become a co-op. That means the independent grocery store would be owned by community members, operating with community input and locally sourced goods.
See it through. Make it happen.
A growing crowd of community members spilled out of Yellow Springs Presbyterian Church's Westminster Hall on Wednesday evening as a town hall kicked off. The market's owner, Jeff Gray, was joined by representatives from the Yellow Springs Community Foundation, Co-op Dayton, Gym City Market, and more to discuss how a co-op would work. Gina Marie Cox is executive director of the Yellow Springs Community Foundation. She says they're currently in negotiations with Gray on buying the store to facilitate a co-op.
We're looking at providing some runway, and then, you know, we might have to structure it so that that runway lasts longer for funding, etc.
Gray says they have until January 31st to come to an agreement. In the meantime, Gray and Cox say they've seen community support for the move. Results from a recent community survey show 96% of respondents approve of converting their local market into a co-op. For WYSO News, I'm Shay Frank. Miami County will get a $350,000 grant for cleanup at one of their old gas station sites. The former Dutch's service station on South Market Street in Troy will undergo remediation and quarterly monitoring of its abandoned wells. The funding comes from the Ohio Department of Development. The grant is part of more than $1.2 million given out statewide to a total of six communities. The gas station cleanup program assesses and cleans up former gas and service stations with documented petroleum releases. Redevelopment of the Troy site will include construction of a new 4,000-square-foot membership-based community office building. The Trump administration unexpectedly canceled around $2 billion worth of grants for mental health and substance abuse treatment Tuesday night. Hamilton County programs were supposed to get $2.7 million over several years. Judge Nicole Sanders with the Drug Treatment and Recovery Board says last night the order to end the grants was reportedly reversed.
This money is vital for our community and for our participants, and just to have this level of instability is very unsettling. You know, it's hard to plan going forward. It's hard to, you know, make sure that our participants will have what they need. You know, we talked to our stakeholders in the county, and they immediately went into action and started working on a contingency plan.
Sanders says the federal money joins local funding to help people seeking treatment. She says the money pays for things like transitional housing and medication. Sanders says they are looking at contingencies in case the funds are withdrawn again. The Ohio Attorney General has sued a Utah-based residential solar company, alleging the company left Ohio consumers with higher utility bills and debt. An official complaint was filed against G3 Solar, a company that installs solar panels onto homes. The Attorney General alleges G3 Solar claimed its solar panels would eliminate or significantly reduce electricity bills for consumers that installed them on their properties. However, consumers say that the system produced less electricity than promised. These residents also allege the company misled them about the eligibility and availability of federal tax credits and loan terms. The Attorney General is seeking injunctive relief, consumer repayment, and civil penalties. A U.S. airman who died in 1952 has finally been laid to rest in the Dayton VA National Cemetery. It's been more than 70 years since Airman First Class Sterling E. Newsom Jr. was killed, with 52 other service members, when their C-124 Globemaster military transport aircraft crashed. The Dayton Daily News reports the plane went down during a flight under severe weather from McChord Air Force Base in Tacoma, Washington, to Elmendorf Air Base in Anchorage, Alaska. The crash in the glacial landscape was only discovered in 2012, 60 years later, by an Alaska National Guard crew. Clothing of the deceased airman was discovered in 2021 and returned to the family. Since then, the U.S. military has conducted annual recovery missions to locate and return the airman's remains. More recently, additional remains were identified. Newsom was given full military honors at the Dayton VA National Cemetery. Looking at the weather this weekend, we do have some slightly warmer conditions today as we head later into the evening, which is going to turn some of that possible snow into possible rain. But when we head into Saturday, it will get chillier with the lower teens and mid-20 temps throughout the day and evening, which will bring a possibility of more snow. But Sunday, we could have some sunny skies, although brief, we will get cloudy conditions later in the evening with some lower temps again. Heading into next week, we will have sun, but cold temps keeping us in that January freeze. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Friday, January 16th. I'm Shay Frank.